T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're here to be a contending team and win a cup. Now, with that being said, we recognize that that window starts to get smaller and smaller, and it's getting to that point. But we also recognize that it's still open and it's still doable.
Presented by Chafin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Jim Rutherford from earlier today, his State of the Penguins press conference, says it's still doable. Window to win cups is still open. Let's see if our next guest agrees with that. On the fan hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis, we find a guy who is regrettably one of Chris Mueller's good friends, Sean Gentile. Not regrettably because he's joining us, but just the whole relationship with Mueller thing is more what I'm hinting at there. Sean, what do you think? Is the Penguins' window to win Stanley Cups open, and how do they pry it open a little bit more here this offseason?
Were you just implying that we're not friends?
Who, are you and me?
I thought we're friends.
No, I was talking more about how much, you know, you and Mueller seem to pal around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, I guess the window's still open. I mean, I think as long as Crosby's around, it's going to be open. You look at the way he played after he came back from the abdominal surgery. He was up over a point a game and he didn't even look right. I mean, I think that's an example of the kind of play he can still bring to the table. But yeah, it's gonna take tweaking, but you can't say it's closed in any kind of good faith right now. That doesn't mean that, you know, that it's going to be open forever or all that much longer, but I still think they're capable of going on a run for sure.
What kind of actual, honest-to-God, real changes, like tangible, substantive changes, can they make to overhaul or tweak, as you said, this roster to get it better positioned moving forward, Sean? Because it feels like salary-wise, contract-wise, they're a little bit boxed in here.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can look at some of the UFAs that they're capable of letting walk. You know, I think we've seen the last of Patrick Marleau. He's probably seen the last of Connor Sherry. You know, You can kind of go down the list and see where there's going to be some relevant changes. Honestly, Justin Schultz, my God, it sounds like Rutherford can't get him out of town quickly enough at this point. So, mm-hmm. You know, you look at guys that are UFAs that were in the lineup that are probably going to walk. I think that's kind of where you start. But after that, I think it becomes a much more open question. You know, is it possible to move Patrick Hornquist when he makes more than $5 million and has a full no movement clause? Like, do you buy out Jack Johnson if nobody wants to take him for nothing? I don't know.
Well, would be the negative? What are the drawbacks in layman's terms to if you can't find someone to just take Johnson's contract? What would be the consequences of buying him out, Sean?
None.
Oh.
They'd be positive because he'd be out of the lineup, and that would override any sort of financial consideration. Now,
is there a major cap penalty though?
In terms of the buyout mechanic, here's how it would work: you double the term left on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 years left on his deal.
Yep.
So that means the term of the buyout payments would already be at 6 years. And then it's two-thirds of the remaining value of that deal. So you're talking about, you know, a little bit more than $1 million against the cap for 6 years without Jack Johnson,
yeah,
rather than paying him more than three for the 3 years that are left. And I think we're at the point now where, you know, I don't know that I would have said this last year, but I think we're at the point now where that's something that they need to, they should seriously consider. I don't know that they will. I don't think there's any real way to say that, but I don't know how it's possible to watch him play hockey and look at the data backing all of it up and say that he's anything but a pretty serious negative for that team right now. So yeah, it should be an option. I just don't think it will be.
Sean, how much help do they have in the minor leagues in terms of, like, next year? Are there guys that can actually contribute in a realistic way, a positive way to this team that could be ready by next season?
I think it's probably minimal. You look at where that organization stands, you know, on prospect rankings, which are typically run by people who are just a zillion times more plugged into that end of the sport as I am. Corey Pronman at the Athletic had them at 28, I think, among 31 NHL teams at midseason. And that basically follows the script. So yeah, it's not great. There aren't a lot of centers coming up through the pipeline. Their top defensive prospect is Pierre-Olivier Joseph, who is part of the Kessel trade. And then he looks like he's going to be a nice player, but there's a steep drop off after that. You know, there's two wingers that were really good last year. Sam Poulin, who was the first round pick in 2019, was awesome in the queue. He looks like he's going to be a player moving forward, but pickings are slim. And I think in the case of Poulin, you're talking about a 19 year old kid who's playing in Quebec too. So I wouldn't pencil him in necessarily to do any real damage. But at the same time, you know, there are some high end players, but it's sold off really, really quickly. And I think that's part of, you know, that's part and parcel of trading first round picks and trading second round picks and trading third. Like, they're lucky that they hit on guys like Poulin and, yep, and Nathan Laguerre, but, you know, there's not a lot beyond them.
Yeah, I was surprised that Rutherford didn't get asked about trading the 15th pick today, because I think he would have given an honest answer, but no, that didn't come up. How about Murray? What do you think a Matt Murray trade looks like, Sean?
I think you see them, you know, extend the qualifying offer maybe, and then try to make the move. I don't know how, you know, if you talk about getting to arbitration, I'm not sure how you can argue that he would make, you know, $7-9 million a year, because he's been bad. He was a sub 900 goaltender last year, and this past season, he's all right before that. But we're talking about 3 years where he's been, you know, sub mediocre. So, is he gonna get the big deal? Obviously not. Would he get the huge arbitration reward? I can't see that coming either. But at the same time, you know, based on their cap situation, you know, it's time to move on. But I think you honestly need to ask the question, you know, how much would a team be willing to give up for,
right,
for a goalie that isn't cost controlled anymore and has been basically bad for three seasons? I don't know what a deal looks like. Maybe you try to move him to the Detroit Red Wings, who have nothing over there. But I don't think we're really going to know that until it happens.
Sean, what did you make of Rutherford's essentially implying that the way that they played, especially I guess in game four, made him sort of think maybe some of the guys just didn't want to be in the bubble anymore, didn't want to commit to what that was asked, you know, what was being asked of them with being away from their families? That struck me as the most damning indictment that he gave to them.
Yeah, I was surprised. It was one of those kind of classic lines from Rutherford where you're like, boy, he took it that far, huh? But I mean, look, boys, we all watched the same game. I mean, that was brutal. And I think part of it, you know, in their defense, I think part of it is that they just couldn't quite crack what the Canadians were throwing at them. And I think sometimes that visually kind of manifests itself as lack of effort and lack of pushback when you're just struggling to kind of, you know, enter the offensive zone with any kind of speed. I mean, like it sort of stands the same as playing soft and playing without passion. But I mean, yeah, there was a level that you kept waiting for him to hit, especially in the third period. And it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening with the high end players. It wasn't happening after that timeout, whenever Sullivan threw the third line out there with like 2.5 minutes left in the offensive zone. You know, it wasn't coming from anywhere, and Rutherford saw it just like the rest of us. So yeah, it was ugly, and I'm not surprised he reacted. Maybe a little surprised by how far he took it, but man, it's also Rutherford. That's kind of goes with the territory.
Sean, it sounds like he has no interest whatsoever in like making the huge, colossal blockbuster. I'm going to find a trade partner for Chris Letang or even Evgeny Malkin kind of nuclear option, that he's not even going to entertain that kind of thing. Is that the right approach in your opinion, or should he be thinking big like that?
I think it's always been kind of the right approach where, you know, and it got him in some trouble last year with the way that he phrased it. But like, I don't know that you hang up the phone on anything. If someone wants to call and throw some kind of kitchen sink deal at you for Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang, especially after what we've seen and all that, I think you have to listen, because that's just doing your job as a general manager. But I believe him when he says he's not going to seek it out, and I think that kind of makes sense. I'm not sure what at this point a deal that sends those guys out looks like that actually makes them better for the immediate future. Like, sending those guys out to me, based on what you'd probably get back, which is some combo of picks and, you know, prospects, that is a move into a phase of this franchise's existence that I don't think any of us are particularly ready for. If you trade Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang, any combo of them, I think to some extent you're admitting that it's over, because you're not going to get some kind of comparable star player win now guy back for them.
All right, so my dream of the Malkin and Letang for McKinnon and Cale Makar is not going to happen. All right, fine, if you insist.
You think do you think Colorado says yes to that? You are out of your mind.
I asked him yesterday.
I'm being completely facetious,
Sean,
about that
I said
deal. I just want you to know.
I said to Mueller yesterday, if the Penguins won the lottery, do you think Colorado would listen to Lafreniere for Makar?
Oh, man.
I said I don't think the Avalanche do that deal. That was my take.
The big variable is Lafreniere being a winger. Like that's the kind of stuff that would stop. And when you're talking about Makar, who just looks like a world beater, right, for the next 15 years, you can justify it and say, like, well, we love Lafreniere, we love what he brings to the table, but he's not a center. If he could play center, then we think about the Makar deal. But as a left winger, no, we're going to pass. I feel like that's probably what
Gun to your head, Sean. Do you think Jack Johnson opens the season with the Penguins next year?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we'll end it there.
You hate to see it.
Sean Gentile.
You just hate to see
from
it.
From The Athletic, Penguins Insider. Check him out at theathletic.com. Thank you, Sean.
Bye now.
I agree with him. I think he's right. I think that they won't do the buyout thing, even though the finances of it make sense. I think it would be in Rutherford hasn't been shy of admitting mistakes before. But for whatever reason, there's so much pride and maybe even arrogance in this contract. And it feels like the Penguins company line on Jack Johnson, Chris, is he's not the reason why we're losing. Because he's not the number one reason, we can live with him. That's the kind of impression I get. Because
yeah, that's wrong. He's a huge negative, a huge drag on the team. I think everybody involved actually knows he's a huge drag on the team. And if pride is the only thing that keeps them from admitting that and acting accordingly, then that's their fault and they deserve all the criticism they would get.
I have never seen or heard from the Penguins them get so defensive about a player that of his stature. It's one thing if Rutherford wants to look everybody in the eye after like a bad series or a bad stretch and defend Sidney Crosby or Matt Murray even from the Penguins hounds and jackals. It's one thing for him to like go to bat for those guys, but he's gone to bat for Jack Johnson, who has won him diddly squat. Who cares if the fans rip him? They had no problem, you know.
He's defending himself when he's defending Jack Johnson to an extent.
Oh.
He's not defending the player. He's defending his own. Who brings the player in? The GM. So when you defend the player there, you are defending yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.